Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, February the 2nd of 2022. I'm your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live, on this very snowy Wednesday night here in Michigan, as well as the Midwestern U.S. On that note, you have places like Flint, Detroit, Kalamazoo, Ann Arbor, other places in the bottom third of the state, you could say, that are all under winter storm warnings. Something of note is that a couple of the well-known hot spots in the southern part of Michigan that are in the south, that are on the southwest part, certain places that are namely Holland, Muskegon, Grand Rapids, all they were under was winter weather advisories. And that's something that's important to note, because many times you'll have those certain places be under these big winter storm warnings. And those are the snow belts, some of those snow belts that are further south in Michigan, where there is a snow belt, except for, you know, Benton Harbor, they tend to get a lot. They're under one. Something else of note is they have been saying that Toledo could get as much as, what, 14 inches of snow? Very unusual for down there. It's also unusual for Detroit, but it's even more unusual for Toledo. And so, depending on where you live, obviously conditions will vary a lot. Around here, we have winter weather advisories that expire at midnight. And then down to the south, depending on where you are, some places have warnings that expire at 7 a.m. Other places further south, namely Oakland and Oakland, there's expires at 7 a.m., but Washtenaw, Wayne, and Monroe counties, as well as some of those other counties on the west side, those counties' warnings expire at 10 p.m. tomorrow and 11 p.m. tomorrow, respectively. Places down in Ohio, their warnings didn't start until a little bit later. And those go to 1 a.m. Friday, 7 a.m. Friday, depending on location, determines when they expire. So all in all, if you live in anywhere between here, basically, and Kentucky, now around here, we'll be about done in a few hours, but places to the south, especially if you're in that state to the south, Indiana, be ready to hunker down. And around here, I went out earlier, and the roads weren't as bad like earlier on, like at like 11:30, close to 12, but then later on, as I was coming back home, they were getting worse. And just because you think that your car can easily fit through the snow doesn't mean you always should. So just pay attention to the road conditions. Be careful. you don't have to necessarily be all worried and anxious. But, you know, just try to be smart. And for those of us in Michigan, we're hardy people because in Michigan, we have winter every year. So do some of the people in those places, certain places to the south, like that particular state to the south. No, not Kentucky, Tennessee. A certain state that, due to rivalries on the show, try not to mention that state by name too often. Even though it is a state that I love a lot. If you don't know this, I have mentioned, outside of the southern U.S., it's my favorite place to go in America. It really is. But, yeah, depending on where in Ohio, some of them, I mean, depending on where down there, some places are more hardy than others. But for Kentucky, there are ice storm warnings in different parts of Kentucky, including Elizabethtown, Ray. If you're listening, storm warning, up to half an inch of ice expected by Friday morning. So, weather aware Wednesday, in other words. The good news is regardless of all that, Jesus is still, if we have Jesus on the inside of us, it can always be sunny and whatever temperature you like it to be. Maybe you like it. Maybe your optimum temperature of weather outside is in the 60s or 50s. Some people, their ultimate weather is super cold. I don't know why that is. Other people, their ultimate weather is, some people, their ultimate weather is hot, like in the 90s even. Some of it involves not only hot weather, but hot and very humid. Why someone would actually want it to be in the mid-90s with super, super high humidity, I don't know. But I know of a couple people like that. Which ultimately means that possibly they wouldn't necessarily want to be in the pool water to try to mitigate it and still be outside. Because me, generally I like it in the 80s, but I truly do not mind it being in the 90s. Provided that I am at a pool area in the water to mitigate it, particularly if it's super humid. Because then chances are there'll be lots of people with me. And you know what, listeners? I like to quote the mermaid and be like, I want to be where the people are. It's super hot out. That means they're all in the water. And Cheyenne, why can I hear some of those certain doctors and people like Fauci and that getting super mad if I say something like, I want to be where the people are?
On your show?
No, I'm teasing. I'm asking you a question.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Because I bet you Dr. Fauci would say, at this point, would probably say, why did you say that? Wouldn't he?
Probably.
He'd be like, why do you want to be where the people are and not wear a mask and not distance and all that kind of stuff? I'd be like, well, you know, you have your opinions about this whole thing, folks. I have mine. I'm not going to give you all of mine. And whenever I share things about this, listeners, I only give you true facts. But I don't really have anything brand new, listeners, to give you on that. So I'm moving away from it. But nonetheless, I'm like the Little Mermaid. I like to be with the people. I like the people out there. Except for like in the winter and that, I'm not big into sledding, super big. Last year, the one time I tried to, thinking maybe I'd try to start up again, I kind of fell off and kind of hit my chest. I went into the doctor. He looked at it, and luckily he said it wasn't too bad. Just wanted to make sure because the organs there that it was all good, and it was. But if someone could make fake snow, maybe we could all sled down that. Or make sleds that are huge, that are slip resistant so you can't fall off them. How would that kind of sled work, Cheyenne?
It would be perfect.
Yes. That you can haul, you know, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 people on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, so that you can't necessarily fall off of it. Then I might. But in all honesty, listeners, I am not the winter guy. Unless it's like Christmas time. And so, can't wait for spring. That's all I got to say. This whole winter thing, can't wait for spring to be here and for all of this winter stuff to be behind us. The good news is, well, for me, I'll be going to Florida 2 weeks from tomorrow on the morning of the 17th. On February the 17th, I and my mom, we will be flying, having ourselves flown out of here and taken to Tampa, Florida for a week. For those of you who are like, well, why didn't you invite me? Why didn't you invite me? Well, I didn't invite you. And you can't all fit in our suitcases.
I know, because I'm going to be in the
suitcase. Well, not everybody can fit in a suitcase. I wish the TSA would find a way to make it work, but I guess they won't let it work that way. And the last couple of years, it's worked both ways. I've told people, you know, who were traveling to different places that I wanted to go to, you know, I'd like to be in your suitcase. But then I've also had people, when I told them I was going, that they wanted to be in my suitcase. So guess what? It's working both ways, which I honestly have to say, it's fair. And so hopefully we can have highs in the 70s and low 80s and nice water, nice, you know, somewhat warm water at least. And guess what, listeners? It can do the snow, blowing snow, freeze, winter storm warning, blizzard warning, whatever, all the snow warnings in the book while I'm gone. But when I come back on February 24th, hopefully we'll have some temperatures that'll possibly, hopefully, be a little bit of a normal. I'm not saying they're going to be. I'm just saying, because the truth is, who knows? But I'm hoping for possibly a little bit above normal temperatures. Now, wishing for 70s in February is not realistic in Michigan. They don't happen. Last year, when I went to Florida, between the 18th and the 24th, when I got back on the 24th, a couple days, that the weather here and the weather in Florida was exactly the same. It's a miracle, man. How? Because one or two of the days up here had hit like 70, 71 degrees, whereas down there it had also hit like 71 degrees. I'm saying that just to give you kind of a bit of perspective. The truth is, though, with this being February, we can forget about it being 71 degrees here. Down there, hopefully, it'll be above 71 degrees, more like 76, 77, 78. Because I could almost hear people saying. No, obviously, I didn't, and we never thought it. We enjoyed our time. But I could just hear someone saying, maybe, well, why do you go to Florida? The weather here and there was the same. But chances are it will not be the same this go round. I'm saying that to say this. For the week of no, that's not a week. That was just me clearing my throat. For the week of February the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, which are would be show dates, I will probably be doing two broadcasts instead of three. Anywhere from one to two. They will not be full broadcasts. They will be to kind of let you know how things are going and maybe give you a quick word of encouragement, you know, stay strong, get ready for the Holy Spirit Conference, which will be the week after Florida. And so that week, while we're in Florida, you know, we'll be taking some time, so there'll be one or two shows, but they won't be the full length. But there won't be three. Just to give you a heads up. And I know some, and some of the guys, you know, some guys don't necessarily like the beach. I love the beach. Funny thing is my dad doesn't. My pastor doesn't. But my mom loves the beach. And his wife, Vicky Barclay, she loves the beach. But it's funny to me that my dad and Dr. Barclay don't love the beach, don't really like the beach that much. But my mom loves it. What's your brother's attitude for the beach? Does one of them like it? The other one could care less to ever see another one?
We all love the beach.
Oh, your brothers actually like it. Really? Oh, miracle, listeners. Look, they're both of my brothers love the beach. Oh, I wish I could say the same for my brother, too.
He doesn't like it?
He used to when he was little, but now not so much. Maybe he'll have a change of heart and decide, listeners, that he loves the beach. Maybe he actually will. Maybe he'll come down to Florida to see us, and he'll say, you know what, Mom? I love the beach, and I want to be there. And I actually really enjoy the beach. I'm not just coming to see you guys, even though you guys are here, and ultimately I love you guys, and I care more about you than I do the beach. But I also really enjoy the beach. That's what I'd love to hear him say. I don't know. But I do plan to go to the beach at least some while I'm down there, provided we have good weather. And I believe we will. Because ultimately, we go to Florida in the winter. You want to be in the sun. So why wouldn't you go to the beach? That's the way I see it. And I just check the time real quick. This episode is brought to you by the great taste of a Dairy Queen Blizzard. You can go to your local Dairy Queen and pick up one of the great tasting Blizzards. Maybe you're someone who likes peanut butter flavored stuff. Maybe you like chocolate flavored stuff. Maybe your go-to is caramel. Well, they have the Blizzard for you. Personal favorites is the is this new peanut butter cookie dough Blizzard. Now, I don't know how someone found a way to make peanut butter cookie dough. And I don't know if stores have it either. But whoever that genius is who came up with this peanut butter cookie dough, I hope they got a huge raise on their pay scale. Like at least one up, like, I don't know, two levels. Don't you agree whoever invented that needs a raise? A big raise. Yeah. Or something to be rewarded for it, because it's good stuff. But go to your local Dairy Queen and find the Blizzard. Find your yummy, as I would say. Find your yummy Blizzard. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra. See store for details. Be careful to avoid brain freeze, especially if you live in a cold air climate. All right. Now, in all seriousness, plan for the rest of the show is that I'm going to sing couple of songs, then we're going to pray and get into the word of the Lord, and we'll discuss, do we read it, you know, I'll teach a bit on it, and then what'll happen is then after that, I'll give you a little bit of my thoughts on Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. And in case you're wondering who he is, he's the head coach at Michigan currently. Will he still be there in August? Well, forward to what I'm going to talk to you about is my thoughts regarding that. What? So funny.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to listeners.
Sorry.
Part of what I'm going to talk to your listeners about is my thoughts regarding that. And so, but that'll be at the end of the broadcast. So, I want to first remind you to please go online to the website riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. Our book, Rivers of Miracles. God really used my mom to write this book. It's the story of my life, the many miracles that happened in my life. And obviously it talks about some of the trials and tribulations that I've faced as well. It shares some of my mom's story as well. And it talks about the God who my mom couldn't exactly see, but strongly believed it. And we still believe in God, me and my mom both, as well as my dad and my brother. And so you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book. I want you to get the book in your hand. Whatever you have to do to get a hold of it, we believe in God to sell as many volumes of that book as possible. And that website again is rivers R-I-V-E-R-S of miracles.com. Not Rivers with a Y, Rivers with an I. As in like the body of water. The river, cruising down the river on a summer afternoon. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, just wishing, wishing. I don't know if your listeners can tell, but you can kind of tell that I am over this winter stuff. But, yeah, riversofmiracles.com, rivers with an I. Find out information about how you can buy that book and how the book can be a blessing into your life. Praise God. The other thing I want to mention to you is the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And whatever seeds you sow, I don't use what you sow for my own gain. It's on the air. I use it to, you know, reach people. I want to see you listeners prosper. I don't want to see your listeners struggle. You know what, listeners, right now, I curse debt, poverty, lack of opportunities, whatever's causing. I take authority over that stuff in the name of Jesus, and I claim that in your name, Jesus, all that poverty, debt, lack, all that coming with it, and everything that causes it, stopped right here, right now. In Jesus' matchless name. I'm not laughing. I was praying. And so, let me think, listeners. If you can't confess good things over your life, let your pastor do it. And if you're listening to my show, let me set something straight. When you listen to this broadcast, this should not replace you going to church. Now, it can certainly be a supplement, but it should not be a replacement for it. It should absolutely by no means be a replacement of it. But I'm here to encourage you, and I want to see you be strong. And obviously, listeners, in this day and age, as we're in the last days, we need more word. And so, I confess blessings over you, listeners. And so, there is the verse that comes to my mind right now is where Jesus says in Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you. It didn't say tithe and it shall be given unto you. It didn't say fast and it shall be given unto you. It didn't even say pray and it shall be given unto you. No. It said give and it shall be given unto you. Huh. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. That's the word of God. And I always try to give you a verse to encourage you as you get ready to sow your seed. And so, now we're going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord. They were rocking and a-reeling in the streets of Jerusalem. People thought they were crazy. They were just having so much fun. Then Peter said, these are not drunk as you suppose. They're just very, very filled with the Holy Ghost. This is that spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that fell on the day of Pentecost. This is that's pouring out today. It's all fun. It's all fun. It's God's new wine. They were rocking and a-reeling in the streets of Jerusalem. People thought they were crazy. They were just having so much fun. Then Peter said, these are not drunk as you suppose. They're just very, very filled with the Holy Ghost. This is that spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that fell on the day of Pentecost. This is that's pouring out today. It's all fine. It's all fine. It's God's new wine. They were rocking and a-reeling in the streets of Jerusalem. People thought they were crazy. They were just having so much fun. Then Peter said, these are not drunk as you suppose. They're just very, very filled with the Holy Ghost. This is that spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that fell on the day of Pentecost. This is that's pouring out today. It's all fine. It's all fine. It's God's new wine. We're not drunk as you suppose. We're just filled with the Holy Ghost. We're not drunk as you suppose. We're just filled with the Holy Ghost. We're not drunk as you suppose. We're just very, very filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, it's fun. It's all over. It's God's new wine. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. And so we lift our hands and we lift our voice, and we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts. And we lift our hands, and we lift our hearts, and we lift our hands and we lift our voice and we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place, hallelujah. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people, so we lift our hands and we lift our hearts and we lift our hands and we lift our voice and we lift our hands and we lift our voice as we offer up this praise unto your name. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. Yes, you are. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Oh, thank you, Lord. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. Oh, I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. 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 Oh, Lord. There is none like you. No, there's no one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find that there is none like you. Oh, thank you. There is none like you. Oh, no one else can touch my heart like you do. Oh, and I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Oh, sing unto the Lord. Na-na-na. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Yes, we do. Lord, we love you. 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 Yes, we do. Lord, we love you. Oh, Lord. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank 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 you. Yes, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Oh, we thank you tonight. We love you. We worship you. We praise you. Thank you, Master, that you are with us. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You never let us down. And all your promises, Father, are always yes and amen. They're not maybe or no or anything like that. All of your promises are yes and amen all the time. You are perfect for situations, Lord God. Yes, you are. And I thank you, Lord God, that you just are always there for us. And thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in us right now, keeping us as we are all together going through this maze called life. And thank you, Lord God, that you are just helping us, strengthening us, enabling us to do those things that you have called us to do for you. And thank you for what you're doing in us, in the lives of these listeners. And I just pray, Lord God, that you administer to these listeners right now, wherever they are, and that they would feel a touch of your spirit. May they feel this anointing. May they let this anointing, your anointing, rest on them. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for your word tonight. That as I open the word, that you would minister through this word to these people, that chains would be broken, that all binding and hindering forces would be removed from these listeners once and for all. And I thank you, Lord God, for it. Thank you, Lord, that you know what these listeners have need of, even when I don't. You do. Thank you that you're meeting their needs right now, wherever they are, strengthening their bodies, their minds, everything about them. You're just strengthening them. You're doing a work in them. And thank you that you're using me as an oracle to deliver this word that you would have, that you would so have me deliver. And I thank you, Master, that you are there for us, and that you are just strengthening all of us. And now, Lord God, I make my confession over this program. I thank you that finances come into this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that increases in listenership, huge increases in listenership come into this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. That's why I have us do this Bible confession all the time, listeners, is because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. And so with that in mind, I don't see why it hurts to have the Bible confession. I don't see why it hurts. I think it helps. The Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. So this is my Bible. I am what the word says I am. I have what the word says I have. I can do what the word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me, and it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer, therefore I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight, in the name of Jesus, amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, in your Bible to the book of Acts 23, if you haven't, listeners. turn with me to, as I said, we're going to the book of Acts, the 23rd chapter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I want to encourage you to follow along. Don't just be a spectator. Be a participator. Amen. Yes. Acts 23. I want to begin with verse 1. Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin, and he said, "My brothers, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good to this day." At this, the high priest, Ananias, ordered that those standing near Paul to strike him on the mouth. And Paul said to him, "God will strike you, you whitewashed wall, there to judge me according to the law. Yet you yourself violate the law by commanding that I be struck." Those who were standing near Paul said, "You dare to insult God's high priest." Paul replied, "I did not realize that he was the high priest. For it is written, 'Do not speak evil about the ruler of your people.'" Then Paul, knowing that some of them were Sadducees, which is sad, you see, by the way, folks. Sadducees, get it, Sadducee. Some of them who were there, who were Sadducees, and the others, Pharisees, called out in the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, and a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, I stand on trial because of my hope in the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. The Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, and that there are neither angels nor spirits. But the Pharisees acknowledged them all. It was a great uproar, and some of the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, stood up and argued vigorously, "We find nothing wrong with this man. What if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him?" The dispute became so violent that the commander was afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them. And he ordered the troops to go down and take him away from them by force and bring him into the barracks. The following night, the Lord stood near Paul and said, "Take courage, as you have testified about me in Jerusalem. So you must also testify in Rome." Verse 12. The next morning, the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves by an oath or drink until they had killed Paul. More than 40 men were involved in this plot. They went to the chief priests and elders, and they said, we have taken a solemn oath not to eat anything until we have killed Paul. Now then, you and the Sanhedrin petition the commander to bring him before you on the pretext of wanting more accurate information about his case. We are ready to kill him before he dies. I mean, before he gets here. But when the son of Paul's sister heard of this plot, she went into the barracks and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions and he said, take this young man to the commander. He has something to tell you. Tell him. He took him to the commander. The centurion said, Paul, the prisoner, sent for me and asked me to bring this young man to you because he has something to tell you. The commander took the young man by the hand, threw him aside and asked, what is it you want to tell me? He said, the Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul before the Sanhedrin tomorrow on the pretext of wanting more accurate information about him. Don't give in to them, because 40 of them are waiting in ambush to ambush Paul. They have taken an oath not to eat or to drink until they have killed him. They are ready now, waiting for your consent to their request. The commander dismissed the young man and cautioned him. Do not tell anyone that you have reported this to me. Verse 23. Then he called two of his centurions and ordered them, get ready, a detachment of 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at 9 tonight. Provide mounts for Paul so that he may be taken safely to governor. He wrote a letter as follows. LCS. His Excellency, Governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews, and they were about to kill him. But I came with my troops, and I rescued him. And I had learned that he is a Roman citizen. I wanted to know why they were accusing him. So I brought him to their Sanhedrin. I found the accusation to do with parts of questions about their law. There was no change, no charge against him that deserved death nor imprisonment. When I was informed of the plot to be carried out against the man, I sent him to you at once. I also ordered his accusers to present to you their case against him. So the soldiers carrying out their orders during the night and brought him as far as the Patricus. The next day, they let the cavalry go on with them while they returned to the barracks. When the cavalry arrived in Caesarea, they delivered the letter to the governor and handed Paul over to him. The governor read the letter and asked what province he was from. Cilicia, he said, I will hear your case when your accusers get here. Then he ordered that Paul be kept under guard in Herod's palace. Let's look at 24. Yeah, it's not too long, so let's give it a look. Five days later, the high priest, Ananias, went down to Caesarea with some of the elders and a lawyer that was named Tertullus, and they brought their charges against Paul before the governor. When Paul was called in, Tertullus presented his case before Felix. We have enjoyed a long period of peace under you, and your foresight has brought about reforms in this nation. Everywhere and in every way, most excellent Felix, we acknowledge this with profound gratitude in order not to weary any further. I would request that you be kind enough to hear us briefly. We have found this man to be a troublemaker, stirring up riots among the Jews all over the world. He is a ringleader of the Nazarene sect and even tried to desecrate the temple. So we seized him. By examining him yourself, you will be able to learn the truth about all these charges that we are bringing against him. The Jews joined in the accusation, asserting that those things were true. When the governor motioned with him and for him to speak, Paul replied, I know that for a number of years you have been a judge over this nation. So I gladly make my defense. You can easily verify that no more than 12 days ago I went up to Jerusalem in order to worship. My accusers did not find me arguing with anyone at the temple or stirring up a crowd from the synagogue or anywhere else in the city. And they cannot prove to you the charges that they are now making against me. However, I admit that I worship the God of our fathers as a follower of the way, which they call a sect. I believe everything that agrees with the law and that is written by the prophet. And I have the same hope in God as these men. And there will be a resurrection for both the righteous and the wicked. So I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man. After an absence of several years, I came to Jerusalem to bring my people gifts for the poor and to present offerings. I was ceremonially clean when they found me in the temple courts doing this. There was no crowd of men, nor was some involved in any disturbance. But there are some Jews from the province of Asia to be here before you and bring charges if they have anything against me. Or those who are here should state what crime they found in me when I stood before the Sanhedrin, unless it was this one thing that I shouted as I stood in their presence. It's concerning the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you today. Then Felix, who was well acquainted with the work, with the way, and he adjourned the proceedings. When Matthias, the commander, comes, he said, I will decide your case. He ordered the centurion to keep Paul under guard, to give him some freedom and the permit for his friends to take care of his needs. Several days later, Felix came with his wife, Priscilla, who was a Jewess. He sent for Paul and listened to him as he spoke about faith in Christ Jesus. As Paul discoursed righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid, and he said, that's enough for now. You may leave. When I find it convenient, I will send for you. At the same time, he was hoping that Paul would offer him a bribe. So he sent for him frequently and talked with him. When 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus. But because Felix wanted to grant a favor to the Jews, he left Paul in prison. You see, this time, Paul was thrown back in prison. Now, he told the truth to Felix. Felix was the one who was in charge of the trial. He was the governor. That country, and he, and of course those different Jews, they were trying to, they were bringing charges against Paul, saying that he caused those riots. What it was people didn't like what Paul had been saying. There were people that didn't like what Paul was doing. They did not like it. There were literally, those people did not like Paul. They wanted him gone. In fact, in the previous chapter that we read tonight, Paul was threatened. By which case he ended up going to Caesarea. And there was a group of like 40 people. Or 40 people that were trying to kill Paul. And that even said, we're not eating until Paul's dead, which is why Paul was transferred. Then Paul ended up spending 2 years in Caesarea before what we will read on Monday, when I come back with you, but Felix about faith. But then when Paul was talking to Felix about faith, Felix got afraid, and then he said, that's enough for now. Felix was not having it. No, he wasn't having it. He was not liking what Paul was saying about faith. For whatever reason, he didn't like it. He didn't like the word of God. He just, I don't know why he didn't. I mean, who knows why he didn't is what I should say. But he obviously did not like the word God. And those Jews were trying to give those false accusations. Now, Paul, of course, admitted there were people there that it was almost like what happened last year in the U.S., you could say. But it was a bit different. But some of those Jews, they didn't like Paul. And so he was, of course, being threatened and persecuted because he had been standing up for what he believed in. And Paul was not afraid. That's why he was speaking to Felix about faith. You know, trying to minister to him. And that was always Paul's response. He would always try to minister to people. And he even said, you know, I did nothing wrong. Now, obviously he was doing wrong back when he was Saul, back when that lightning, well, that lightning hit him, you know, that light got, and then Jesus had said, I'm Jesus who you're persecuting. Back then, you know, Paul was a true troublemaker. Saul was a true troublemaker. But those Jews called Paul a troublemaker before this, before Felix. And they kept calling him forward, but then they ended up leaving him in prison. But you see, so what you see throughout this book of Acts is there was persecution. But at the same time, there were leaders that were bold enough to stand up and say, you know what, we don't care. We're just going to keep going. They're like, so we get arrested, maybe we get put in prison. We saw that with Dr. Brown in 2020 with the whole stay home order. Dr. Brown wasn't sure how long he was going to be. Chances are he didn't. He was thinking maybe he'd be in there forever. He didn't know, but he felt a peace when he got in that cell. He had a peace. And so, this is Book of Acts stuff. And we're living in the last days. We really are. The signs are there, folks. And it's not the time to be playing games. You need to make the spiritual walk of yours more serious than what you have. Because time is short. Very short. I don't know how much time we have. Maybe 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. I don't know. I do know we're in the last of the last days. That I can get. It's just clear that that's where we are. And so, if you're not right with God, you need to get right with God. I want you to get right with God. I want to see you make heaven. And I want to see you make the rapture. I don't want you to miss the rapture because for whatever reason you weren't ready. And you decided, well, I wasn't ready because I... Whatever. The Bible says, he who loves his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, meaning the sake of Jesus, he will find it. Jesus said that. It's not just something that I just made up, figment of my imagination, anything like that. Nope. That's the word of God. The word says that. And so, you can think of it what you want to, though. I'm just sharing my heart with you. I'm sharing the word with you. And I love you. I care about you very much. I want to see you make heaven. I want you to be there with me. So, just take this out. Get serious about your walk with God. Get into prayer. Get in the Word. Get to church. A good spirit-filled church, not one of those user-friendly, happy-go-lucky churches where they just let you And so, Heavenly Father, for your word tonight, thank you for these listeners tonight. that those listeners who do not know you, whoever they are, may they find you. May they want you. May they realize that they need you in their life. And if they need to rededicate their life to you, may they rededicate their life to you right now. Thank you, Lord God, that you just help us. And that we would be doers of your word tonight in our lives and not hearers only. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in terms of sports, real quick, we have the Pro Bowl taking place on Sunday in Las Vegas. NFC versus AFC. And so, just the Pro Bowl Sunday. But the next Sunday is the Super Bowl. And then the other thing I want to mention is Jim Harbaugh. So, apparently, Jim Harbaugh is had an interview with the Vikings today. Another interview. I don't know what this means. I would not be a bit surprised if Jim Harbaugh decides I'm going to go and be the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. And he has a former ally there in Minnesota now. And so if he chooses to go to the Vikings, there's a couple different candidates that Michigan could look at for head coach. One of them is the offensive coordinator that's there. He could be a good fit for him. So there's a couple of other possibilities, too. I had heard someone once who had figured, well, what if Luke Fickell came? Luke Fickell of Cincinnati, I could not see him deciding, okay, I'll come up to Ann Arbor and I'll be the coach of Michigan. That guy is a Bearcat and Buckeye through and through. He has Buckeye written all over. Just saying that. But seriously, I just can't see him coming up. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it went either way. It's one of those things where I literally look at it and say nothing would surprise me. Nothing that he would do would surprise me. What will he choose? I don't know. I'm not just saying that. I don't know. So, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us, no evil shall come nigh us. You've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, flood, crash, no sickness, no disease, no COVID, no terrorist. None of this evil comes near us or our immediate loved ones. You've given your angels charge over us to keep us. I sure love you, listeners. Now, keep praying for the San Diego Holy Spirit Conference with Dr. Barclay, and you can stream at marktbarclay.com or go on YouTube or Facebook. And also note that because it's California, it's 3 hours behind Michigan time. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everyone, and I will see you next time.